This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz Dresfeles. I have got such an interesting episode for you today. It is a friend of mine, Kylie Sonique Love. She was on RuPaul's Drag Race. She's actually the first ever contestant on that show to come out as transgender. And she's a really beautiful human being. And we get into some all kinds of stuff. We talk about astral projection again, which we were actually just talking about in the listener episode with Celia. And it's something that I don't know much about at all, and I'm very curious about it. So if you have had those experiences, you know how to tell me your ghost stories and all that kind of stuff. I want to hear more about astral projection. But one thing that we definitely talk about in this episode is a video that she posted years ago on YouTube. And I'll put it in the Facebook group, but if you don't have Facebook, which I totally understand, you can also find it by typing in Sonique's Encounter with a Ghost on YouTube, and you'll see this video at about like the 55-second mark. You'll see the ghost of a man appear in the back, and it's... I've seen a lot of ghost videos, and ghost videos are tough these days because you can easily make them yourself. I don't believe that she did any kind of doctoring to this video at all, but it truly looks like a human being, but there's a little bit of ghostiness to it, the way that the guy moves, and it's truly creepy, and you can tell that she is like, what the hell was that? And because of that, I mean, she's had a little bit of pushback. She's had people over the years, you know, say that it's not real and that kind of a thing, which, you know, it brings up a point that I think about a lot with this show and the guests that I've had on and the people that send me stories. I don't feel that it's my job to convince you that any of this stuff is real. If you don't want to believe it, if you just listen to the show because you enjoy the spookiness, whatever. That's not, you know, I just want this show to be, you know, a safe space for people to express these stories that have happened to them. And if you ever have had stories like this happen to you, you probably have experienced people telling you, oh, you're a liar, that's not real, I don't believe in that shit, which is not a great feeling. And so, you know, I like to think of this show as a safe space. And I still believe everything I've heard on this show so far. Because who am I to say that this stuff isn't real? Like, are you kidding me? There's things I'm learning about all the time. I didn't know that blueberries could be the size of a plum. I was just at Sprouts, and I bought some blueberries that were gigantic. I never, in my almost 30 years of living, have never seen something like that. So I'm learning things every day. So anyway, let's get into it. Here she is, Kylie Sonique Love. you guys. Today I am joined by a friend of mine that I'm always so delighted to see. She's more and more beautiful every time I see her. She was on RuPaul's Drag Race at one point. She even worked with Lizzo this year in a music video. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Kylie Sonique Love.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you're here today. How's everything been?
Everything's really good. I'm happy to be here. So.
Well, and you're like full-on recording artist, like killing it out there singing these days, which I'm so happy about.
Thank you. The music industry is not easy, and I'm falling down and I'm getting up and I'm learning how to be tough in the music.
You're one of the toughest people I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen you straight up beat the shit out of a man on stage one time.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you basically rob me while I'm performing.
Wait.
And security's not doing their job.
What happened? One time you were performing and a guy starts picking up your money.
Taking my money, putting it in his pocket. Because in my job, they tip us. And that's like basically, that's like almost more than half of like what you make. Exactly. And it was close to the end of the month. The rent was due. I knew there were 20s on the ground. He was like totally just pocketing everything.
And what a jackass.
Yeah. And it was like a super busy night at that place. And security was everywhere. But I guess they didn't do their job, so I guess I had to do it for them. I was not having it.
And you straight up just like pushed him down.
I grabbed him, and I remember somehow I knocked him to the ground, and then I told him to get back up. It was weird. I'm like, yeah.
P.S.
There's a video of this.
I know, I've seen the video, and I believe, knowing you, you were in some kind of G-string and a pasty.
I looked like a Mortal Kombat character.
It was
fantastic.
So we've established that you are one badass bitch. Now, how are you with ghosts? Do those scare you?
You know, when I first experienced ghosts, or like energies of ghosts or whatever, I was a young kid, and it just was like normal at one point.
Really?
You know, just because living in a home that had you know, crazy, you know, bizarre stuff happening, sounds. I mean,
this was in Georgia?
Yeah, in Georgia, Albany, Georgia, or Mitchell County, Georgia. And we lived out in the country. And there was Indian burial ground out there. I don't know if my home was built on it, but like, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
But I do know that like my house had a lot of crazy energy in it.
So what kind of stuff, like what's your first memory of an experience there?
I remember hearing noises down the hall, and
like what?
Like footsteps. Ooh. Yeah, and our house would creak too. And but like I knew the sound of someone walking in our house versus, you know, the house shifting or whatever it does.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in this really big A-framed house. It was the whole front of my house was glass, and it was shaped like, it looked like a witch's hat actually, because it had a really high point, and then the sides of it were like the kitchen was, and then the other side was like the where you first walk into the house. Yeah, it was a really interesting childhood. Actually, a lot of the homes that I were in Georgia growing up had that like haunted vibe to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Georgia is an old, I mean, there's a lot of ghosts out there.
A lot of history there, a lot of blood, mm-hmm. a lot of crazy energy there. Yeah.
Okay, what I need to absolutely talk to you about is this video. Okay, so you and me and former podcast guest Jasmine Masters were talking about ghosts a couple weeks ago, and you're like, oh yeah, I caught a ghost on video one time. And I'm, listen, people send me ghost videos all the time. I choose to believe everyone.
Right.
Just because, you know, most of the time, I mean, it's very rare for me to be like, you're faking it. I would have to like straight up see like some strings and like, you know, it's, you're clearly faking it. But which I don't really encounter because that's just not the people that send me videos. But, you know, when you told me that you had a ghost video, I was like, yeah, I'm sure it's probably just like what I always see, which is like an orb flying around, which is great, whatever. A lot of times it's a speck of dust. A lot of times it's a firefly. Who knows what it is? But the video, so I decided to search for it because you put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it in the Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dress Velez. And, okay, so here's what I see. It's you doing that thing that we all do, just kind of vibing, looking into the camera, feeling yourself, looking cute.
I had just gotten a MacBook. My ex-boyfriend bought me a MacBook, and when I would come home after my shows, I would get on and make little videos and post them to Facebook.
See, those are the days before live, right? So you would just be doing your thing.
And I love doing that. Now I'm just like, I think it's so ridiculous to go live.
Really?
On Instagram. It's weird.
Well, okay, so the video is you just like doing that, looking cute, and then all of a sudden in the corner, you see this man just like reach for something and then he ducks out.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm vibing to this song, having a good time, eating my McDonald's French fries and, you know, just like getting my life in the camera, looking at myself. And I had went through a breakup at the time, like crazy breakup. And I was living alone at the time, but I had the two dogs. I had a German Shepherd and I had like a little like rat terrier.
Well, this was no rat terrier.
No. And that's what's crazy is like a lot of people didn't know that me and my boyfriend had broken up because it was like fresh. Mm. He had went to Afghanistan. He was in the military.
Wow.
So when I posted the video, a lot of people were like, "Oh, that's your boyfriend," and I'm like, "There literally he was not at my home, and the dogs were there, and I remember them being like to the left of me, like on the floor, so like I look over and I see the dogs, because I was looking at the video, obviously, but anyway." Not to get off track, in the video, toward the end of it, I see what I thought I seen a human reach behind me, and I was like, what? Can I cuss?
Yeah, of course.
I was like, what the fuck is that? And because I was like, I know that looked like a person reaching behind me, and I know there's not a person here. So I look behind me, I look over, I see the dogs there, and I was like, I don't think that was the dog, you know?
So what happened when you looked back at the video?
Oh my God, it freaked me out because I could see how some people would say that it was my ex-boyfriend, but it wasn't. Because my ex-boyfriend had more of a shaved, like a crew cut or whatever.
And he wasn't even in the country.
And he wasn't even in the country, so it wasn't him, and... yeah, I didn't know if maybe there was like some kind of like weird thing that happens with like, I don't know, electronics, maybe something like crossed or whatever, but it totally, not even like a blob or a speck of light. It looks like a full on human.
It looks
reaching.
But he moves too quick.
So quick. Yeah.
And his arm like isn't real. Like looks like he's reaching. I was watching this in my apartment and I screamed. I'm surprised my neighbors didn't call the cops. I saw this and I could not believe it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most convincing videos of a ghost I've ever seen. So P.S., obviously, if you're listening to this, it's kind of a companion piece. Go, if you're not on the Facebook group, go to YouTube, type in Sonique ghost, and it'll be the first video that comes up. You'll see her beautiful face looking into the camera. So here's a few things. Here's a few thoughts I have on it.
Excuse me.
One idea is like, okay, when I think about this as like a skeptic, I look at this video and I go, okay, it was 2010, which nowadays it's really hard more and more to see really good ghost videos like that because anybody can just like create amazing.
With CGI, honey, I barely can do. I hate. Like, I'm not good at all that stuff.
See, I don't think that it's your personality to fake something like this at all. But it looks so real. And what I was thinking was, like, maybe, I mean, I don't know how much technology has changed. I don't know what it was like in 2010. But I remember, like, in the 90s, you remember how, like, sometimes you would take a photo and you'd get it developed and another old photo was, like, kind of blopped in there somehow. It almost was like that. I'm like, is there some way like another video like somehow got, but it's too perfect because it's clearly behind you. Like
clearly I see it.
You would think if that was the case it would be like superimposed over you or something, but it wasn't like that. So I ruled that one out.
Trust me, I didn't believe it either.
So
I was like, what is this? And why? Like, it freaked me out. Like, I had to stay there by myself that night. And I, of course, I slept with every light on in the house, made the dog sleep in the bed.
Well, here's another thought I had. I've heard a couple of scenarios where essentially, like, the ghost of someone that isn't dead appears. And I don't know how it happens.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm getting more chill bumps. Because that has happened. That happened to me when I was a kid, when I was, like, a teenager.
What happened?
Okay, so the house I lived in that I was telling you about growing up, my parents were divorced. So me and my brother, we shared the room. And my sister had her own room when we were kids. And so her room was her room forever. Anyway, she ended up moving into with my mom. And I took over her bedroom. And I remember going to sleep and waking up hearing my sister call my name over and over again. And I was like, it felt real. And the lights were off in my room. And I open my eyes and I see my sister standing over me saying, get up, wake up. And I'm like, get off of me. And there's like where my bed was positioned at. There's like a light switch, like literally right over my head. And I was like, what the heck? Get the off of me, you know. And I reached over my head, flipped the light switch on. Nothing. Nothing was there at all. Freaked me out.
Oh my gosh. Do you think that it could have been some other ghost girl that you just assumed was her?
It was my sister.
It was definitely her.
It was definitely my sister.
I don't know how this happens. Like, we just recently had a guest that came in here that was talking about they saw the ghost of this little girl, and then years later they figured out that it was their future niece was like visiting them. Like, very strange. Like, it's this kind of thing that I don't know anything about, like, parallel universes or time jumping, time travel. I don't really know exactly what it is. It gets real science-y here. But I've heard a few things. And another thing that I heard not that long ago was this guy was telling me that he was, like, laying in bed with his boyfriend. And his boyfriend was, like, sitting on the chair, like, acting all weird, like, just sitting there. And so he was like, what are you doing? And then he hears right next to him, his boyfriend laying next to him go, what? I'm sleeping. And he turns around. His boyfriend's just laying there. He looks back at the chair. There's no one there.
Uh-huh.
Like that kind of a thing.
But he thought it was his boyfriend?
Yeah, he saw his boyfriend like sitting there in the chair.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like that's some magician. That's some Vegas. If you can do that, get a.
They say your spirit or whatever travels when you're asleep. And yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. You go off and do something.
I remember going to see my grandma. I was probably my early 20s. And she lived out in the country, too. Anyway, like, I remember going into the guest bedroom and just laying across the bed, and the sun was coming in, so the bed, the top of the bed felt super warm. And you know how it is, like, whenever you get finished drying your clothes and you throw them on the bed, you just want to lay in on them.
So nice.
The bed felt like that. So I laid down, and I went to sleep, and I was, like, having this dream or whatever. And I remember in my mind I was ready to wake up, but I couldn't move my body. It was completely paralyzed.
Oh, that's some sleep paralysis.
Yeah, but I seen me flying, like, maybe like 3 or 4 feet from the ground, but outside, like, I was coming back into the bedroom, like, where I was. I could see, like, the outside, like, if I was in a car driving, but I... obviously there was no car, but, like, I was, like, floating or flying back into my that bedroom.
Back and then into
as soon
body.
As soon yeah and as soon as I seen me, like, reach the room, I was able to wake up.
What?
It was the craziest thing. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I don't remember where I, like, before that, where I just remember going through the driveway of but I don't remember,
so cool,
like, where I was coming in from before then. But it was the craziest thing.
Honestly, I don't know much about this. I try to avoid sleep paralysis, like, researching it and stuff, because they say, mm-hmm, like, the more you think about it, the more likely it could happen. Like, there's, like,
for
a
sure.
mental side
it's
of it.
It's happened to me more than
so
once.
So I try not to think about it ever. It's never happened to me. Wait, the question I always ask people with sleep paralysis, do you sleep on your back?
I sleep on my stomach.
Oh, interesting. Because mm-hmm. they say that, this is a theory or something, I don't know, that people that sleep on their back, it's more likely to happen to them. Because I sleep on my face and nothing happens
too.
To me. But I don't know much about, like, leaving your body to go do something.
Yeah.
I should go to the gym when I'm sleeping or something, if that's how it works.
It was really weird. But, I mean, that's what I seen.
So that's why I'm saying that, like, maybe it could have been your boyfriend or your ex-boyfriend that was out of the country. Like, it could have been him, like, doing his thing in the military. Yeah. Like, some kind of weird blip.
I guess. I don't know. But, like, if you watch the video... my reaction is genuine. Like,
it really is. You're like,
lost.
The fuck?
I was like, wait a minute. Did I see a face? I didn't see a face. I look over. I see the dogs. I'm like, I know what they look like. That was not.
And
what
they
that
didn't react.
Like. No.
That's interesting.
No, they did not.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What is the history? Like, did you have any other ghostly things happen at that apartment?
No. Never did. But I remember, like, how much in love I was with this person. And like, I just didn't understand. There was no closure. I didn't know why, you know? And, I mean, I found out years and years and years later, this has been 10 years, I literally found out less than a year ago, like, why all of that happened. Excuse me.
It's so weird. It's almost
super,
like, you,
in love with this person.
It's like you manifested him or something. If that was him. These are all just theories.
I don't think it was him. I don't think it was him. Other people are like, oh, that's your ex-boyfriend. I'm like, no, that's not him. That was not him. It looked similar, but, like, I know what he looked like. I know what his profile looks like. It wasn't quite
him. Do you think that you're, like, a little bit psychic?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're the kind of person that obviously attracts these kind of experiences, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's really crazy. I kind of felt like that my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've never really tried to like tap into any of that.
Same.
Because I'm dyslexic and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm cut out for all of that. There's a lot of memory that goes into like tarot cards and stuff like that and
yeah.
and trying to like connect with the other side. The other side. Yeah, I definitely think that things like that are drawn to me.
Totally. Do you have any other stories?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to think. Okay, I remember one Halloween when we were kids. We got these like little orange and black like clicky things. It's like this metal thing and it made this like obnoxious clicking noise. And I don't know, I guess you're just supposed to click it. I don't know. It came in like little our trick-or-treat bags or whatever. Anyway, had like a Satan one with like the old school looking Satan, like the guy with the like pointy little
the goatee and the horns
oh, with the slick hair.
Satan, yeah, totally.
That's gay Satan, I think.
That's gay. That's daddy Satan.
Straight Satan is like a monster,
right? Totally. Like big horns. Like gay Satan's got like the little cute like fit horns with like bulging muscles and like mm-hmm. super groomed.
No shirt.
Straight Satan just has like a who farted shirt on.
I don't know what it was about these things, but I remember it kind of being a little creepy. And we were kids. And we grew up Christian, so we were, like, totally scared of, like, the devil and all that. Anyway, it was, we were going to bed, and I remember them sitting on the dresser. Anyway, my brother gets up to go pee really quick and comes back, and when he walks in, he steps on it, and he's like, it hurts him really bad, and he thought it was, like, really creepy. So I remember the next day, we went outside and he took a hammer and beat the shit out of it, like broke it into several pieces. It was in pieces right there at the edge of our back porch. And anyway, the next night, he hears something and turns on the light and the thing is sitting on the corner of the dresser and not even broken at all. And then I was like, what? And like, we're freaking out. And I remember going outside the next day and not seeing
the pieces.
It was the weirdest thing. I'm telling you, like, so many weird things happened in that house.
Does anybody from your family still live there?
My dad still lives there.
Does he have experiences?
I don't know. I don't talk to him. I haven't talked to my dad in over a decade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, wow, I want to know what the history is of that place. Obviously, like, something going on.
I don't know.
Something
I know
in the
it's
air.
Like, well, I know, like, it's, like, Indian, like, burial ground is out there. I do have like Native American in me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. A lot of the streets are called like Indian Camp Road and stuff like that, you know. So I definitely feel like maybe there was a lot of Native American spirits there.
Yeah.
I remember having, I wouldn't even know if they were dreams or if it was really happening, but like, I would get on the back of our house. We all had in our rooms, we all had like sliding glass doors. Like my sister had one to her room. We had one to ours. The kitchen had one and upstairs had one. So we all had access to going outside. I remember waking up one night, like, hearing a knock at my sliding glass door.
Oh, I hate that.
Uh-huh. And I'm asleep, and I wake up, and it's me.
What?
Knocking at on the sliding glass door.
You have some... Okay, this I think this is connected to that video. I think that you have some kind of ability to, I don't know what the word is, time travel. I don't know. What do they call that?
I have no idea. I said, like so many crazy things happened to me as a kid. Like it just all kind of seemed like pretty normal.
So hold up. So. You open the door and it's you?
Okay, so I'm trying to paint a picture for you. So it's nighttime. We had blinds, like those the ones that you pull up and down.
I mess those up
every
time.
They're fucking insane. So I had like a couple of those missing, like right where you walk in the door. And I remember when I would go to bed, I would like try to cover that up because it was creepy at night because I could see outside and we had one light that was like across from the pond. We had like about 5 acres of property and there was like an acre pond there and there was like a light on the other side of it. So it would kind of light up the yard a little bit mm-hmm. and every now and then it would go out. And then it would slowly come back on. Mm. I remember feeling like I'd been taken away out of my room at night with, like, this creature.
What? Mm-hmm.
And I would be scared, but sometimes I wouldn't feel scared. And then, I know that sounds weird.
But that's what the show is.
As a kid, I just feel like more craziness happened to me like that. When I think about this, like what this creature looked like, it almost like a melted, like, person.
Oh my gosh!
I know, almost swampy a little bit.
Why are you looking at me when you're saying that? A melted, swampy person.
Because I'm talking to you. but I don't really remember much else from that other than remembering being taken out of my room and like and would be in my yard but close to the pond. And I remember like just wanting to go back to my room. And I'm trying to think.
That's so crazy.
I know. It
happened
ridiculous.
A lot.
I remember it happened like twice. And then I remember the knocking on the door or the sliding glass door.
Now, did your siblings
And that was around
these?
The same my brother, we shared the same room, so we would experience some things together as well. My sister, she would be so scared, like she literally would take the sheets and tuck them around her entire body like a mummy. Like that's how, yeah,
that's what I've become.
And I remember sometimes we would like, if we were all scared, we'd all just like go and get in one room.
Oh yeah. My gosh,
it was weird.
It's so interesting. So there's like some dream stuff happening at this place.
Mm-hmm.
There's this toy that comes back. There's swamp creatures.
I know I sound crazy, but like that was the reality of what was going on. My brother, we were in the living room. Me and my brother, my sister were in the living room by ourselves. And then all of a sudden my brother is up fighting the air. And me and my sister are looking at like, what is going on? Like, my brother is like, he said he was fighting a ghost.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did it look like he was like attacked?
Like, it was crazy happening because at first it just looks like he's just like lost his mind and is fighting the air.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, this happened.
Wow.
Yeah. I would I haven't really talked to them about any of this since we were kids. I like talking about this stuff now makes me want to like call them and be like,
you should. I'd be
this
so curious.
Happened. We seen this. We experienced this. You know, I remember my older brother talking about like the time that he was fighting what looked like the air in my living room.
Yeah.
I mean, we were kids, you know?
Yeah, but it's so powerful to have the validation of another person.
Oh, for sure. Like, well, I didn't imagine that. Like, I couldn't have imagined that, I don't think. I mean, they all seen it too. They all felt it. They were there. So it wasn't something that we all decided to just lie about.
Right.
You know?
And that's like when we talk about your video too. Mm-hmm. It's like,
oh, people were like, oh, this is not real. She's lying. I was just like, whatever. I'm not trying to convince anybody that it's whatever. I can't even explain it. So I can't, like, if somebody doesn't believe it, that's on them. But, like, I felt it. I was there in that moment, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it. It's crazy that it's on video because I'd never seen anything ghosty like that before ever on TV. Usually it's like dust flying in a room or a light or an orb or whatever, of course. And that's why I was just kind of like, that was a whole in color, like that was looked like a human to me.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's ever like seen a ghost like that. Like when I remember when I seen that the ghost about my sister, it definitely looked like her. I didn't see any color really because it was dark. So kind of whenever it's dark, you can't really see color that well in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But this on the video was completely different than that. This was like,
oh, that has like a skin tone and
skin
everything.
Skin tone, yeah.
But yeah, I think it's so important to like at least have a community with this show. And I know there's a lot of people out there that certainly have had similar experiences and believe, because it's so easy for people to point fingers and be like, you're a liar. You made this up. And that's, I mean, honestly,
I'm not trying to justify anything. Like, I'm just telling you based on my experience.
But like, it's nobody wants to feel like, I mean, you already feel like you're crazy when these things happen, you know, for your own self, and then to like be vulnerable enough to share it with other people. It's like, what good is it to be called like a liar? And you know what I mean? It's just, I don't like that.
Yeah. But you know, if you don't put yourself out there, there's going to be people that believe you and there's going to be people that don't believe you. And that's just, it doesn't matter. Like, there can be, you can have a Polaroid picture and people will still be like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's up to you whether you want to believe it or not. But like, I believe it because I was there.
It doesn't change your experience.
It doesn't change my experience. Absolutely.
Do you want to listen to some ghost voices?
I have a story about a ghost voice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or maybe it's a spirit. I don't know. But in the house that I lived in, I would always hear a girl singing in the walls of in the walls of my house, because my bed was against the wall, and I thought it was the washer and dryer because it was on the other side, and I knew the difference between what that sounded like and a girl singing. And I would put my ear up to the wall and I would hear. I couldn't make out what she was singing. It wasn't even like words. It was kind of like humming or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I remember thinking, why am I only interested in hearing this noise at night? You know? And so like I would like do it like, I guess sometimes during the day, I would be like, I wonder if she's singing right now. And I'd put my ear up to any of the walls in the house. And like, sometimes I would hear it and sometimes I wouldn't. But like, yeah. So I had a story about that too.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. This house is like a house of horrors.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
No, there was a lot of bad, like, negative energy in that house, for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
God.
My whole arm is just filled with chill bumps talking about this.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. To relive it. I mean, is this stuff that you think about ever?
Sometimes. Yeah. Especially, when I've had, like, certain dreams or, like, certain things happen to me that kind of take me back to, like, that same kind of the way I felt when those things happened.
Yeah. When I started doing this podcast, I started reflecting on all of my experiences and as a child and stuff. And a lot of it was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And I can also relate to, there's been times, I mean, I know that feeling of when there's a ghost in the room because of when I was a child, I would feel that same feeling. And it's such a weird kind of, like, nostalgia for me to, like, put myself back into, like, this feeling I would have as a child. I don't know. It's very mm-hmm. strange. It's hard to describe.
Well, when you asked me to come and, like, I'm on the way here, like, when I was on the way here, I was like, oh, my God, I wonder if I'm going to, like, remember, like, everything, and, like, talking about it, like, stuff is just all, like, it's all coming back to me, like,
totally.
All those things. I think the last thing that I remember is having a dream about my grandma, and, like, I know this has nothing to do with ghosts, but she's dead, so I feel like I didn't have any closure with her, and I was super close with her. And I remember having, I guess, a dream about her, and I felt she visited me in my sleep, because when I woke up, I felt at peace. I felt happy. It was really weird. It felt way more deep than just a dream. It felt real.
Yeah.
And something about, like, a connection with my closet, I think. I don't know.
What do you mean, your closet?
Closets, like, in places that I've lived.
You have a connection to the spirits in there?
Yeah, I feel like energy visits me through, like, closets.
Through closets. Interesting.
I know that probably sounds weird, but, like, I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for
EVPs
or EV Please. Do you know what an EVP is?
No, what is that?
Electronic voice phenomenon.
Okay.
It's when ghost hunters capture a voice on recording.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly. Now, I want you to guess what the ghost hunter believes this voice is saying. Okay?
All right.
So this first one comes from someone on YouTube named Joe Hester, and it's on Oak Island in North Carolina. That's all I know.
And he says it's a ghost.
He says it's a ghost.
Okay, let's
hear. Okay, what's this ghost saying? Wait, let me
Wait,
turn it
hold
up.
On. Yeah, turn that up. Look down? What now?
What now? Okay, I'll give you some options. Is it A, what's a good app? Maybe it's like he's trying to get into the date. It's a demon trying to get into the dating scene. He's like, what's a good app I should use? Should I use Hinge? Should I? Okay. Is it B, I need a nap? C, what could do that?
Can we hear it one more
or
time?
Or D, welcome to hell.
Ooh, not welcome to hell. But you know, like,
what's a good app? I need a nap. What could do that? Or welcome to hell?
I mean, are one of those the
one
right
of those
answer?
Is what they believe the ghost says, yes.
I think that they think that it said welcome to hell.
No, they thought it was what could do that. And he said that he thinks that the spirit is from a time before they had recording devices. And so so he thinks that the spirit is looking at the recording device going, what could do that? What could record my voice?
Yeah. Okay, I can see
that.
Says, because what
I think welcome to hell.
Well, naturally, I thought it said, what did I say?
I forgot.
Oh.
I think you said...
what now?
I need a nap.
No, what now?
What now?
That's what I thought it said. Okay, so they
said... Let's do another one.
Okay, let's do another one.
This one comes from Mr. A Tantric Sunday. I don't know what that means. They snuck into a haunted house in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And this is what they captured a ghost saying.
Get away.
Oh, no, ma'am. Get away.
It's sort of a whisper.
Get away.
That sounds like a...
Get away.
White boy.
He sounds cute. He sounds...
Yeah, like...
Get away.
Oh, he's like whispering right in my ear.
Get away.
Okay, here's some options. Is it A, get away, B, get my wig, C, Gandalf gay. You know that character Gandalf. Maybe
right.
He's like Gandalf is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, not today. It could have been Bianca Del Rio.
Okay, I'm going to go with A.
Get away.
It is get away. It's kind of hot.
Get away.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of think that's a sexy ghost or demon or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Get away.
He died at like 22.
Oh, yeah. Ripped. Probably has a neck tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
The way we like him.
Tattoos. I don't think he had a tattoo. I think he was way older than, like, it happened way before tattoos.
Oh, even before then.
Yeah.
Maybe someone was trying to tattoo him and he said, get away.
Exactly.
And then the tattoo artist killed him. Anyway, hey, that's it. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you and what's going on?
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at XOSONIQUE. That's XO Sonique. As well as Twitter, XOSONIQUE. And I have music. I do music. You can get it on iTunes. I have a couple songs called Hey Hater, Hey Hater Part 2. I have a Christmas song called Santa Please Come Home.
Oh, yes. It's about that time of year.
Yeah, I know. I want to redo it because I had to rush the song out last year. I do have a new song that I'm featured on called Bad Bitch, but with Justin Simbel, a.k.a. Star Daddy. That just came out a couple of days ago, and I'm working on an album right now.
Amazing.
I'm super excited about it. But yeah, I'm usually mostly on Instagram.
I love it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, what do you know about that? All kinds of stuff we talked about in that episode. I find it all very, very intriguing. And again, I want to look more into astral projecting. And make sure you check out that video so you know exactly. I'm sure you probably paused it and watched the video because we get into it a lot. But yeah, thanks for listening. You know, we have new episodes every Thursday, and next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So we're going to take off next Thursday, and I want you all to know that I'm so grateful for you, and I so appreciate you listening to the show, and I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and just eat all the food and get stuffed and, you know, do all that stuff and you know, make a gratitude list. Why not? It's the weekend before Thanksgiving, this weekend. I'm going to be back in Oxnard on the 24th, Sunday, at noon for Ross Matthews' Dragtastic Bubbly Brunch, and a former podcast guest is going to be there with me, Miss Laganja Estranja. So come see us. I'll have a little bit of my merch if you want to get some of that, and we can take a picture and talk and all that fun stuff. And then I'll be back at the Hollywood Improv on the 14th of December with a wonderful group of comedians, Sam Pancake, Chris Fairbanks, Dwayne Perkins, all kinds of people. So hopefully I'll see you there. Guys, please rate the show 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and all the places that you can rate. And tell your friends about the show. I love it when you guys post in your Insta stories and all that kind of stuff. And I love to repost it. Join the Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dresvales. And if you have a story, leave it there. Leave it in a 5-star review. Or you can email me, ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. I love y'all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.